1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. It's win or go home for the United States as they face the Netherlands at the World Cup today. Our Roxana Saberi is there.
We want to keep going and we want to keep doing well and make the country proud.
While the U.S. has reached this stage seven times before, most recently in 2014, the Dutch have made it to the finals three times without ever winning.
Mixed signals about the U.S. economy, Bradley Blackburn reports.
The latest data from the Department of Labor shows the economy added a better-than-expected 263,000 jobs in November.
I think what this report tells us is that while the economy may be slowing down, especially in certain areas like technology or real estate, the overall employment landscape remains solid.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the strong report means the Federal Reserve will likely raise interest rates again.
There's been a rise in hate speech on Twitter since Elon Musk took over. CNET's Ian Scher.
So far, we've seen that even though Elon Musk says he is an extreme believer in free speech, each time that he's been up against a challenge, whether it is what Kanye West has been sharing anti-Semitic stuff on Twitter or other moments, he's been forced to deal with the reality that some of this stuff can actually lead to people being hurt.
Ahead of Tuesday's runoff in the Georgia Senate race, President Biden did his part.
Rather than travel south, the president campaigned for the incumbent Georgia senator in Massachusetts, telling a Boston phone bank staffed by union activists that it's important for Democrats to win a 51st Senate seat. Mr. Biden says if Raphael Warnock loses in Tuesday's runoff and the Senate again ends up split 50-50.
That means you got 50 presidents. Anyone can decide to change the direction of the country.
Mr. Biden said Warnock's opponent, Republican Herschel Walker, doesn't deserve to be in the U.S. Senate. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
And while in Massachusetts, CBS's Michael George says the president had a royal visit.
With the royal visit in its final day, President Biden greeted Prince William outside the JFK Presidential Library Friday. Earlier, Caroline Kennedy, the late president's daughter and the U.S. ambassador to Australia, took Prince William through the library. William and Kate's Boston itinerary focused on environmental projects and innovators, culminating with Friday night's Earthshot Prize Award ceremony.
Defense Secretary Austin unveiled the Air Force's new stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider, taking its name from the 1942 Doolittle Raid over Tokyo. They're priced at $750 million apiece. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast overnight with a chance of flurries. Lows level off around 11. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 18. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 9 above. A dusting of snow overnight with another dusting Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's Friday. Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak to TGIF. Whatever it may be for you. Boy, what a day. Is Bidenomics working? We've got some new economic numbers I'll share with you in a moment. Why was the media ignoring the blatant efforts to suppress the Democratic vote in Georgia? By the way, those efforts are ongoing right now. Today is the last day for early voting. Because we can't have early voting every day. Also, don't get sick. The rejected proposal to provide rail workers sick leave would have cost the railroad barons just 4 days worth of their recent profits. But hey, that was a bridge too far for them. We'll get into that in this first hour. Also, a veteran war correspondent, Phil Itner. Itner? Itner. Thank you. Veteran war correspondent in Kiev, Ukraine, Phil Itner, is going to be with us on the ground from Kiev, assuming that we can make the whole connection work. They've got some problems there right now, and he said they were, we just spoke with him a few minutes ago, and he said that they're expecting another rocket attack. In the second hour of the program, the 11th Circuit says to Trump, you're not above the law, and an 82-year-old black woman was arrested over a $77 unpaid trash bill. Has Alabama figured out how to bring back debtors prison? And geeky science. Will customers buy into this new plan that several car companies have rolled out to bundle solar panels for your house with your new electric car? How cool. We'll get to that in the third hour of the program. Mostly it's Anything Goes Friday, as I said. So, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Lines are open at 202-808-9925. Let me share with you first a couple of stories, and then we'll get to your phone calls. The economic numbers just came in. The economy added 263,000 jobs. The Dow immediately dropped because all these companies are going, oh my God, that means wages are going to continue to go up. Some of them were also saying to themselves, oh my God, that means that wages are going to continue to go up, which means the Fed is going to continue jacking up interest rates. So, you know, it's one of those like it, you can't, you know, this Biden economy, you just can't kill it no matter how hard you try. I mean, they've raised interest rates. It's like 7% now to buy a house. The annual rate of wage growth over the last 3 months was 5.1%, which was the same that it was last year, which is pretty damn good. In fact, lower paid workers are doing the best with this. The bottom third of the workers in hotel and restaurants is up 7.4% over last year. Construction added 20,000 jobs. Manufacturing added 14,000 jobs, putting it 149,000 jobs above pre-pandemic levels. Air transportation added 4,100 jobs. Nursing homes and child care, 2,800 and 5,400 jobs, respectively. State and local governments added 43,000 jobs. Restaurants added 61,000 workers. Hotels added 15,900. The retail sector is still 169,000 people above the pre-pandemic levels. So this economy is just rolling along. Also, don't get sick, right? The rejected proposal to provide rail workers with sick leave. This is just amazing. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders championed this, that if we're going to force rail workers to accept a contract, which, by the way, they've been negotiating for 5 years, really seriously for the last three. If we're going to force them to accept this contract with no sick pay in it, then at least let's, since we have the power to do this, let's insert 7 sick days. And he could not get 10 Republicans to go along with it. Wouldn't do it. And so they couldn't break the filibuster that, you know, it would be interesting to know which Republican had declared the filibuster. They no longer, you know, they include that kind of stuff in news reports. I guess it's because the media doesn't like to embarrass individual Republicans. But some Republican declared a filibuster, and that was the end of that. To give all of the rail workers in America 7 sick days, and assuming all of them used all 7 of those sick days, would have cost the railroads collectively $321 million a year. That's less than the amount that the largest railroad tycoon in America, Warren Buffett, funneled into his family foundation last week. Just breathtaking. $321 million. These companies, the main railroad companies, raked in more than $7 billion in profits, paid out more than $1.8 billion in dividends. It's just this year. Their lobbying groups have spent more than $13 million lobbying Congress. And of course, that lobbying paid off because not all the Republicans voted against this, but enough that they were not able to get it through. I believe there were only 3 Republicans who voted for it, and they were the 3 who were shamed by, I believe it was Chris Hayes, the day before yesterday, for saying that, hey, we're the blue-collar party now. That was Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, and there's one other. Forgive my not remembering. And there's $13 million they spent lobbying Congress. And the railroad CEOs, they walked away with $200 million this year. The railroad industry delivered more than $3.3 million in campaign contributions to Congress last year. I mean, this is just nuts. But here it is. Here it is. So it appears to me that Bidenomics is working, and that's a very, very good thing. My op-ed for today is over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Why is the Media Ignoring the Blatant Efforts to Suppress the Democratic Vote in Georgia? And it's, you know, it's voter fraud again. This started with Richard Nixon in 1960 when he claimed that Mayor Daley stole the election from him and gave it to Jack Kennedy. And when in fact, even if Nixon had carried the entire state of Illinois, he still would have lost the election. Kennedy had 303 electoral votes. Nixon had 219, if I'm remembering correctly. So, you know, it would have been, Nixon would have lost no matter what, but A. And B, the Republicans demanded 2 recounts, one before the inauguration of Kennedy and one after the inauguration of Kennedy in Chicago. They got those recounts, and both recounts showed that Jack Kennedy won one Chicago and one Illinois. But that voter fraud excuse has become the principal religion of the Republican Party, even though no voter fraud of any consequence exists. And for decades now, they have been using this as an excuse to make it harder to vote, to make it harder to register to vote, to be able to purge people from voting lists, to tighten down the number of hours that you can vote, to make it harder to mail in vote. I mean, all of these have been predicated on this assumption that there's this massive voter fraud. And the only voter fraud that they've been able to find And yeah, you know, every year we get, you know, you get the stories of 10 or 20 people who get arrested. Mostly, typically in the last couple of years, they've been Republicans trying to vote for Trump because he's out there going, oh yeah, all the Democrats are doing it. And so they're going, hey, the Democrats are doing it, I might as well. They're believing him, not realizing that if you do commit voter fraud, you will get caught. So, you know, they needed this excuse and they needed to strengthen this excuse. So down in Florida, Ron DeSantis creates his little election police and arrests 15 black people for voting while being felons. They thought they could vote. In fact, the state registered them to vote and said, sure, go ahead and vote. And then they voted and then boom, they're in shackles. Well, that had quite an impact in this election, apparently. The NBC TV affiliate down in Miami reports that this only happened in the counties with large cities in them. In rural areas, the Democrats showed up just like they normally do. Rural areas, you don't have a lot of, I mean, there are some rural black areas in Florida, but generally speaking, most of the rural areas in Florida are white. But the cities have black people in them. And sure enough, Miami-Dade County, there's 135,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. 60% of the registered Republicans voted, only 46% of the Democrats voted. Why? Because black people know, after watching Ron DeSantis arrest 15 of them, that white cops and a white jury can nail you for anything. That was Miami-Dade. In Palm Beach County, there's 106,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans, yet DeSantis won it. Republicans won it. Why? Because only 55% of registered Democrats showed up, but 64% of the Republicans showed up. Same thing in Central and North Florida in the major urban areas. 53,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans in Hillsborough County. These were all counties that Joe Biden walked away with a year ago, before the arrests of black people. But in those counties, Central and North Florida, Hillsborough County, only 39% of Democrats showed up to vote. They were frightened. In North Florida's Duval County, 31,000 more registered Democrats and Republicans. Biden took it walking away, but again, DeSantis won big time this time. Because 65% of Republicans showed up to vote, only 49% of Republicans, because black voters were frightened away, basically. And, you know, legitimately so. Then on top of that, you've got, you know, then this is going on in Georgia now. You've got the voter purges going on. You've got the vigilante vigilantes out there identifying voters to purge. You got long, long lines. That is the last day of voter suppression. But the question that I'm asking is, why isn't the media talking about this? Why is there no reference to this? And on the rare occasions when they do, hey, look at these long lines in Cobb County. A lot of black people live in Cobb County. I used to live in Cobb County. Look at these long lines. Even in the white areas of Cobb County, it's largely Democratic. Didn't always be that. It wasn't always that way. It wasn't that way in the 80s, but it is now. And, you know, what do those long lines mean? Voter suppression. Long lines are a Republican, in Democratic areas, are a Republican strategy to suppress the vote. Who can afford to stand in line when they're paid by the hour? But I'm not seeing it anywhere in the media other than yesterday. Last night, the New York Times did one pretty good story, actually, pointing this out. It was titled, "Turnout Was Strong in Georgia, but Mail Voting Plummets After New Law." That's it. Where's the media?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Okay, my rants for the hour are done. We will pick up your phone calls on the other side of this break. Stick around. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Ew! That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text TOM to 511-511. There's a 90-day return, 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour, picking up your phone calls. And Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, you know, we talk about the Republicans looking inside their party. We better look in our own party first. To lose by a million votes in Georgia, and then to hear Abbott was the better of the two evils over Beto O'Rourke, yeah. And then get crushed in Florida. And then you've got that moron in West Virginia. He's the one that voted against giving sick leave. And the guy you were talking about, Josh Hawley, voted for giving sick leave.
That's right.
Don't
Josh Hawley was the third.
We should be looking at our own party, Tom.
Yeah, we've got a problem with Joe Manchin. I'll give you that. You know,
but lose by a million votes after she only lost by 35,000, and him and he's the more of the evil in Texas. Let's be frank.
I think what you're looking at is voter roll purges, Russ. I mean, you know,
a million votes though after 35,000 she lost by, Tom.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain that, Russ.
Because I tell you, we could be Florida tomorrow here, Tom.
Yeah.
There's nothing left of the Republican Party they know in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, I think what they figured out is the hot buttons that they can push that turn out their base, and the Democratic base, at least in those states where they were arresting black people in Florida, Georgia, and Texas, the Democratic base didn't show up. Now, whether it was because of Georgia voter suppression or what, I just don't know. But that's what we know. Russ, thanks for the call. Philip in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Philip, what's up?
First, I want to thank you. It's been weeks, but you put a caller on who brought out the fact that his grandmother, mother, something like that, went to the hospital, and her hospital bill was paid by Medicare.
Right.
And on the other hand, the caller indicated that someone else he knew had Medicare Advantage, which takes advantage of elderly people, was saddled with an $80,000 hospital bill.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, we just have 20 seconds, so your point?
Okay, let me tell you real quick. So I switched to Medicare, and I also have Medicaid. And what Aetna did is they contacted Medicare and said, oh, he made a mistake. He doesn't want to make that change.
Oh, really?
So Medicare says, oh, I guess I'm told you don't want Medicare anymore.
Wow. Were you able to get it back?
Well, I wrote a letter to Medicare and mailed it yesterday, and I said, I'm outraged by this.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck. Hey, Philip, let us know how it works out, okay?
All right. Amazing
that your insurance company could go in and say, no, he didn't mean that he haunts Medicare. That's insane. Philip, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. The dangers of Medicare Advantage.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's like once they've got you, they do not want to let go. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls right after this.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Did you know that the average person has 26,000 days in their life? Once a day is done, it's done. Haven't you always dreamed of doing great things, climbing mountains, helping a family in need, but wondered, where do I start? When you join Girl Scouts, you are given the opportunity to do all kinds of amazing things. Make your life better, the world better. So unleash your potential. Call 888-747-6945 or visit gsnwgl.org and begin the journey right now.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast overnight with a chance of flurries. Lows level off around 11. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 18. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 9 above. A dusting of snow overnight with another dusting Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
As proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program. Welcome back. Phil Itner is on the line with us, a veteran war correspondent currently in Kiev, Ukraine. His Twitter handle is Phil Itner, Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Philip with one L and Itner with two T's. Phil, welcome to the program. How is everything right now in Kiev?
Well, Dom, firstly, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to your audience about what's happening here in Ukraine and Kiev. Been coming here for 21 years, and I'm living here now and going through this winter with the Ukrainians. And I can tell you it's difficult. I'm not going to mince words here, but we are surviving. We are making do. We have candles, and we try and make sure that we have provisions just in case the power or the water or the heating does go off. People are expecting an attack soon, a significant one that may knock out power for quite some time. And so they're making provisions for that. The attitude and the morale of the people is still very high. They're determined to resist Russian attacks. And I can just tell you from speaking with pretty much every Ukrainian that I encounter, that this is being counterproductive. It's only strengthening their resolve to resist the Russians.
Wow. Yeah. How big is Kyiv? How many people live there? How many people are still there? And you know, what's life like on the ground there in Kyiv?
Well, we're only in the very early stages of winter. So we've had a snow. It's chilly, but it is not the depth of cold that it can get, and it will most likely get to. And so what's happening here in Ukraine, and now I'm in the capital. I'm in a very different situation than people who are out in small villages who may not be connected to a power grid that is easily or is so intensively upkept in its ability to recover from an attack. People I know have gone for days, even weeks, without power or heating or water. But here in the capital, the resolve is still there, and the preparations for a potential attack continue on a daily basis. We have power outages. We have scheduled power outages occasionally as well, where they take pressure off of one part of the grid by doing a brownout or a blackout. We have, people are going up buying, power banks so that they can run their phones. These power banks, they'll run their phones, their lights, whatever they can possibly do. But let's not diminish what's happening here. This is a trauma on the people of Ukraine, and the people of Ukraine are going to bear it. But there's no getting around the fact that this is going to be a very, very difficult winter.
Yeah, this is absolute brutality by the Russians. What can average Americans do to help the people of Kyiv or the people of Ukraine?
Don't forget about Ukraine. Yeah. Don't. It's this is 9 months in. We're not, plus. It's exhausting. We're going into a Christmas season, which should be joyous, and it will be joyous. There will be joy here. That spirit cannot be denied. But just first and foremost, don't forget about Ukraine and the fact that they are fighting against a despotic imperial power that wants to regain its colonial strength. This is a colonial war. This is not about NATO. This is not about the West. This is about Russia's impressions of themselves as an imperial power. And the first and most important gem in the Russian Empire is Ukraine. That's what this is. I hope we talk much more in the future, Tom. I know we have plans to do so. And we'll talk about this in greater depth at some point. But this is a colonial war. This is a colony of Russia, and Moscow wants to regain it. And the Ukrainians know it. And they're going to resist as hard as they possibly can. So, just don't forget about Ukraine. If you want to do something more tangible, especially heading into the holiday season, My friend, Dr. Erwin Redliner, runs an organization caring for Ukrainian children. You can go on to a number of different sites. There's the International Legion, people on the front lines who are actually bearing up the fight, and they'll need warm clothing. They'll need something we don't think about. They're going to need wood, because they will need to reinforce their battle lines, because you have mud, you have trench warfare, in essence. There's all sorts of things that people can do. But the most important thing is to keep Ukrainians and Ukraine in your mind and in your hearts, because this battle does affect America. What happens here will affect Europe, and it will affect the concept of the American experiment and the American Revolution and the concept of liberal democracy over autocracy, which in many ways is also what Moscow is trying to force on the globe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Phil Itner, who is a veteran war correspondent. He's currently in Kyiv, Ukraine. And Philippitner is his Twitter handle. And Phil, you said we could talk in the future, and I want to get you on every week here about this, but you said we could talk in the future about Russian imperialism. Let's talk about it right now. I'm seeing a number of people on the left, a small number, it's a small handful, but you know, people that I've known for years who are coming out and saying, oh, now's the time to just, you know, give in to Putin and, you know, hand over the country, or let's negotiate a peace right now and just freeze everything where it is, and et cetera, et cetera. And it just seems like complete BS to me. I lay this out.
Okay, thank you, Tom, for the opportunity. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to talking to your audience on a weekly basis, because I'm going to go through this. I'm going through this winter with the Ukrainians. I'm living with the Ukrainians. I am not with the International Press Corps anymore. I'm a veteran journalist with broadcast news experience, but I'm going to live through this war with the Ukrainian people on the street level. And it's a perspective that I hope will bring some greater understanding of what's happening here, Tom. So let's talk about the Russian imperial ideal and their sense of self that is so tied into being an imperial power. Behind me here, I have Olga of Kiev, Saint Olga, who is a great story we'll talk about maybe another time. But to over here is a portrait and a poem by the great Ukrainian poet Taras Shevchenko, who wrote in the 19th century under Tsarist imperial rule. And he was thrown in prison in 1847, I believe it was, for daring to write a poem in Ukrainian. To my knowledge, Tom, NATO didn't exist in 1847.
Right.
To my knowledge, NATO expansion or Nazism didn't exist in 1847. But the Russians have tried to stifle Ukrainian identity for centuries. This is a war that has been, certain metrics are debatable, but it's about 500 years in the making. And it is a war that should be close to every American's heart, because we fought off our imperial power, Britain, to create the American Revolution, the American experiment. There were the same seeds of that revolution were here in this part of the European continent, but because their imperial powers were right on their doorstep, it was quashed very early. And the Ukrainians have strove for independence, self-determination, and the rule of law and democracy for centuries. And this is what this is really about at the end of the day. Now, strategically, it's about, in many ways, Crimea and Russian aspirations to be a great naval power, because one of their primary naval bases is in Sevastopol. But at the end of the day, I think more important than anything else is that the Russians define themselves by their sense of empire.
Yeah.
And to lose their last colonial asset, they're going to have to look in the mirror and decide who they are as a country. And it has been kicked down the road and kicked down the road for many, many years, certainly since the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. But the Russians will have to look in the mirror and determine who they are if they are no longer.
Well, this is what Britain went through. I mean, you know,
it will
Britain
be a very difficult task for them. I fear, Tom, and I'll just wrap this up. I fear that this war is not the crisis. This war will end with a Ukrainian victory. Of that, I have no doubt. what will happen afterwards when Russia has to reassess who and what it is on the global stage may be the very real crisis. Because as much as we fear the nuclear weapons being used in this war, we might have to deal with a Russia that is in chaos.
Yeah.
It still has those.
Yeah,
moves.
I get it, and that'll be a real crisis. By the way, people can check out Phil's video blog, his vlog, over at YouTube under Phil Ittner, P-H-I-L-I-T-T-N-E-R. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by. Great talking with you, and I look forward to talking with you next week.
Again. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
And thank you for everyone
there you
for
go.
Listening.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this. It's 40, coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream
that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American Dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, the holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. Especially now with the flu, COVID, and viruses going around, we're not going into stores. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door. So we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from the HelloFresh market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today and I can get you 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls, Bill in Eagleville, California. Hey, Bill, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Hey, I would really like your take on an idea that has occurred to me. Trump is going to be indicted. I think that's inevitable. Then we could have some plea bargain. Let him know that if he pleads guilty to all of these major charges, he will receive a life term in prison and he will be immediately on parole. He won't go to prison until he commits another serious crime.
I suspect, Bill, that if there is a serious prosecution and conviction of him, that's exactly how it'll play out. That while, you know, any old ordinary person would go to prison in a heartbeat over this, I mean, you know, reality winner went to prison for 5 years just for leaking one document.
Yeah, well, what this would do would, you know, instead of Trump pushing the big lie, it would be Trump is the big lie.
Yeah. Well, I think increasingly Americans are figuring that out. But I get your point, and I'm with you. I think you're absolutely right. Bill, thank you. Thanks for your thoughts on that. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris. By the way, I mentioned during the break, but I want to say it again. I had said earlier three Republicans voted with the Democrats, with the exception of Joe Manchin, to overcome a filibuster and put 7 days of sick leave in there. It was six. Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Marco Rubio, Mike Braun, John Kennedy, and Lindsey Graham. So back to you. What's up, Chris?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. I'm a freight railroad employee that survived until I made it to retirement.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say it's a tough, dangerous job, and you have to be alert and aware of what's going on. And it's way more than 40 hours a week. It's more like 60 or 80 or even more hours a week. And you don't know when you're going to work because you're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, I hear this from my nephew.
You don't know when to sleep or when to be awake or when you're going to work. You're just on call 24/7, and they will not allow anybody to be off even if they're sick. You can be fired for that.
Right.
It's really hard to get time off.
Meanwhile, the CEOs are making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, which is just breathtaking.
Yeah, in recent years, they've laid off. They just keep laying off more and more of their employees because they can make more profit by doing the same amount of work with less employees and just making the ones that work there make up the difference and work that much more and that much harder.
Yep.
And over time, the workers' health goes down and they don't have any life, you know. Divorce is about twice the national average for railroaders. You can look that up. It's a statistic.
Yeah.
And the kids grow up not even knowing their parents because they're always gone working somewhere. And the lifestyle is just brutal. And it's all just so that the railroads can make more money with less workers.
Yeah, I totally get it. Chris, thank you. Thanks for the first-person testimony. I do appreciate it. Bob in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Doing good. So real quickly, I was just checking the record for the, not what I called for, but for the vote.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that five people did not vote. And it was Cory Booker, Richard Burr, who's a senator on the way out here in North Carolina, did not vote, but also neither did Chris Murphy. I can understand why Senator Warnock did not vote either. But potentially that was four more votes that might have been, you know, I don't know what the reason was, but close but not enough. But I still can't understand why 7 days of, especially the previous caller, 7 days of sick time for a very difficult physical job is beyond the reach, the scope of...
Well, where's the other 43 Republicans? I mean, there are 44 Republicans.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. You're right. Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, no, the reason I called was I was going to call the local media just as you for your rant this morning and also your op-ed and just ask the question, like, what, why, because... the recent election has gotten us, unfortunately, closer to more MAGA Republican. And, you know, our legislature definitely would like to do the same type of super suppression that has been going on in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And just ask the question for our media and just ask, you know, can you tell me more about why a million voters have been, you know, just to see what they say. And just, if nothing else, just upset the apple cart and just ask them, well, can you vet that? Can you check with the reporter who works for the BBC? And then they'll ask, well, we don't know. I said, well, how is it that a regular citizen and I know more about this than you guys? You guys are professionals. I
mean, how many people are purged from the voting rolls? Yeah, absolutely. You know, why are they allowing private citizens to put up purge lists of tens of thousands of Georgia voters?
And, there you go.
You know, yeah, I'm with you. Bob, thank you. Good on you, and good luck with that. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, we've got about a minute here. Hey. What's up?
Yeah, real quick. Tom, good news. I want to. You're an idea broker, a word I ran across. I try to be. In the Wall Street Journal on the 14th of November was about this new area called agrivoltaics, where farmers and ranchers can put these solar panels up on elevated things and still have their crops and their cattle and so on. And hopefully viewers of your program might see this. And Purdue University is the leader in this. And this is a wonderful possibility for farmers to earn extra money, and it's called agrivoltaics.
Agrivoltaic, I love it. So they could also do that.
Now, also, Tom, let me tell you, 2 months ago I wrote a letter to President Biden and told him to call you in occasionally to get your advice, at least every 6 months. He may already be doing that, but the other thing, I asked him to call in on your program sometime. And your program to be a place for idea broker is a very important concept.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Keno, and thanks for recommending us to the president. I love the agrivoltaic. That is absolutely marvelous. Keno, thanks. It's always great talking to you. You bring good news most of the time. Thank you very much for the call. Keno has been calling for years. He used to be a Republican and then started the whole Moose Hitters Republican thing, trying to take the Republican Party in a more positive direction, and that didn't quite work out. So anyway, Keno, thank you. We'll be back with Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at Man Crates.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown.